Norm's 33rd draft that he's going to cover, and we're all excited. But a huge part of the draft is the name game.
You know what this is, Julie?
I've picked up on some hints.
This is your first one, though.
This is your first one.
You're going to love this.
I'm excited.
To see. It's where Norm combs through all the names of the NFL draft, and he uses his poetic license to put together things magic. That will thrill you. You know what? It is magic.
This is real magic.
So, without another further, here is Norm.
By the way, we don't phony up pronunciations either for the theme game. These are the pronunciations
of the
players.
Heck no, this is real.
Right? Every year, NFL teams draft between 250 and 260 players. That total varies because of the number of compensatory picks awarded in any given year. Then once the draft is finished, teams will scurry to sign 20, 25, or more undrafted players. So, thus, as teams prepare for the draft, they've compiled dossiers on hundreds and hundreds and, yes, more than 1,000 players in a given draft year. For more than 30 years now, it's been fun before the draft for me to pore over that list of all draftable names and create that NFL draft year's name game. Every one of the last names you're about to hear belong to players eligible for this year's 84th annual NFL draft. This year, teams can draft a Savage, a Sharp, and a Stick, a Sweat, two Sweets, and a Simba. If you like the Lion King, you've got a chance to draft Simba. And please, please, Lord, just so Donnie and I can have fun in the air with it, have the Lions choose Simba. The defensive tackle Maurice Simba from Concordia State. Take a Gant or a Fant, a Rap or a Sap. Next year just might be the year the NFL has a gay kicker. Matt Gay, the kicker from Utah. If you're into mysteries, have your team select Holmes and Watson. If you're into long, twisting Russian novels, then your team could grab Warring and Peace. San Diego tight end Kahale Warring and Virginia outside linebacker Chris Peace. Choose a Hare or a Harry, a Holder or a Hammer. That's right, this year you can draft the Hammer. No, not that Hammer. Jackson State defensive tackle Malik Hammer. If you're into travel, Donnie, select Paris or London, St. Louis or Austin. By the way, if you take Paris from his player rating, you're not always going to have Paris, believe me. Or you could head for Holland or Canada. That's right, you could take BYU runner Squally Canada. Who looks into the crib and names their kid Squally? Or perhaps your team would like to take Fat Tony. No, not Fat Tony, but Missouri punter Corey Fat Tony. Are you a big fan of Johnsons? Does your team have enough Johnsons? Well, this year's draft has an opportunity. There are 22 draftable Johnsons this year, meaning three teams could use their entire seven rounds of the draft and take nothing but Johnsons. You can take a Petite or a Polite, a Pope or a Prophet. There's even a defensive back named Pickett. And the Cowboys desperately need somebody who can pick it. There's a Cutting, a Cotton, and a Crumb. And from his player ratings, that's exactly what Louisville tight end Mickey Crumb is. A Crumb. There are two Christians, but no Lions. Though it seems improbable, Christmas could come early this year if your team takes Florida State defensive tackle DeMarcus Christmas. Tongue-tie your play-by-play man by drafting Finna Anganofo, Tua Oefa, or Olor Unfunmi. Some ticket shows seemed like working a bit blue at times. So they would be happy to see teams select a Bush, a Butts, and a Cox, a Hardman, a Furbush, and a Hooker. You could draft a Riggs or a Rush, a Wise or a Way. But from his low ratings, your team would probably be wise to say no way to South Alabama wide receiver Jamarius Way. But the name of the draft? Oh, it's Temple cornerback Rock Ya-Sin. Rock Ya-Sin. Select a Ballantyne, a Van Ginkle, or a Twait. Are you into English nobility? Donnie, your favorite team could have a prince, a noble, a baron, a knight, or a king. There's a deal, a payer, and a cash man. Take a Bars, a Battle, or a Betts, a Bee, a Bugs, or a Beetle. Or maybe just go bowling. Tulsa guard Tyler Bowling. And this year in the NFL, it'll be okay if you have a blunt. Realize this is just for inflation's sake. A blunt is different from a joint or a spliff. A blunt is a cleaned-out cigar rewrapped and refilled with marijuana, so it's made to look like a real cigar. So you can actually get a blunt at this year's draft. But there are no joints or spliffs available to be taken. There's a fish, an Eaton, and a bacon. A duck and a red wine. But the NFL has ruled teams will not be permitted to choose both Appalachian State cornerback Clifton Duck and Maine free safety Sheldrick Redwine because everybody knows red wine doesn't go with duck.
Ooh.
Ooh. My God. All right, how do you do all that?
Julie, how are you feeling after that? Yeah?
Walk us through your process.
The process is...
Where's your mega list of players?
The most complete list of players and the most complete draft guide is the guy we'll have on next Tuesday morning, Dan Shonka, that we have on a lot from Our Lads Draft Guide. Here's his book. It's like writing, literally like writing a novel every year. It's 100 pages. I checked with Dan this morning. He wrote up. Long write-ups. Donnie, you know Our Lads Draft Guide. Yeah. Long write-ups. 340 players. That's more players than they invite to the combine. He writes up individually in this book 340. But then he also lists alphabetically all the people he's got notes on in his draft. And I have no idea how many are in here. I'm serious. I have no idea how many are in here. There may be 800 to 1,000. And a lot of these names might come from players who aren't going to get drafted.
Right.
I mean, Simba, he from his player ratings, he barely has a growl. But some of the names are just great in here.
Okay, so like for the Holmes and Watson, so you saw Holmes first?
Right. Yeah.
Name game
and
is
then
over.
Were you like, no, oh, please be a Watson.
Please, yes,
be a Watson.
Please be a Watson. And as soon as I saw two Christians, I checked for Lion.
Right.
And when I saw Chris Peace, I didn't think of anything. I just jotted down Peace. And then, oh my God, there's a warring into Peace. And then certain names just go together. A Gant and a Fant and a Rap and a Sap. And you just sit there and go through it once, then go through it again, and then just start to write it up.
And then there's a few like staples. Like if you see someone with a hunter.
Oh, yes.
You're like, all right.
Yes.
And then you go medieval and...
One of my favorite years
like
was there was
and a king and a...
There was a hay and a sailor. Hey, sailor.
Boy, you worked blue. You blamed it on the ticket shows.
Yes, it's all them. It's not me.
Right,
yeah,
whatever.
You see that force field build up.
You got excited about that, boy. And all those Johnsons, huh?
22 Johnsons. You could have a whole starting lineup with nothing but Johnsons.
Just lined up.
Think if that happened and how, like, Joe Buck and Troy go over the starting lineups for the two teams. What if you had an offense with 11 Johnsons and a defense with 11 Johnsons?
And it's a sausage fest out there, Norm.
If I gave you every Johnson that's ever played, that was very good.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think you could field a very good team?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Out of all the
Who's
Johnsons
the best quarterback?
Ever.
Brad Johnson?
Brad, probably.
To Andre?
Okay, Andre Johnson for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the running back?
I know you'd have Billy White Shoes.
Yep. Right, on the other side, player. Okay.
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson, Mr. Johnson. 2K.
Yeah, Mr. 2K.
Okay, we're building an offense.
Okay, okay.
I mean, hey, how about the star offensive lineman for the Eagles right now, Lane Johnson?
Hey, put him in your starting lineup. His last name is Johnson.
In fact, the Cowboys used to have a starting center named Al Johnson.
They sure did.
Yeah.
That's right. Pretty solid.
That is very solid. All those
coached by Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The name game. Thank you, Norm. Yeah.